Montana. My brother-in-law had moved up to North Montana. He was starting up a business. He'd been in the timberlining business all his life. So he was starting a business. Well, they already had a business going where they made camper shells. And he was getting it set up for a sewing too, for sewing all kinds of things. And so he had a camper, not a shell, but the whole, what do you call it, sits on for camping on the truck bed. And he says, would you, since Formica had been glued on a little shell for something not so long, he said, would you clean that down? I said, sure. You got a plan? Yeah, I got a plan. So he hands me the plan, and I go, you know, wait, that's it. That's the one truck that's, where's your stone? Well, I don't have one. Well, how did they ever use that thing without, you know, dull? So, well, and the next door there's a hardware store, so go over there and had some little things, two things I didn't want to waste any money on. So, well, they got a shop and they got a sharp tool right down the street, so I walked down there. I gave it to him, he ran it on his stone, and he handed it to me. $1. I says, that isn't sharp. I says, it's sharpened up on your stone. I don't have a stone. Now here's the guy that's making his living sharpening. He doesn't even have a stone to sharpen something with. I said, I can't use this. Well, he says, that's all I have. $1. He went back. He cut maybe half a cut because for Mike is very, he's going to be very sharp. He won't cut it all. I worked for 2 hours trying to cut that little thing down about that much.
Pretty dense.
It's dense, but you have real sharp tools like a razor blade. And I'm used to working with very sharp tools. My guy making his living sharpening things doesn't even have a stone? Doesn't make sense.
Maybe that's what's happening all over.
Asked me, I had a house I had to rent it up there. A man working as a carpenter in the movie industry. And he looked at my tools and he picked up my stone in a box. He says, what's this? I says, that's a sharpening stone. He says, what are you using it for? He says, to sharpen my tools. I says, what do you do? He says, well, I guess dull, I throw away and buy another one.
These days, that's what people
do. And they're not even sharp when you buy them.
Right.
They're just ground. But if you take a microscope and look at it, the ragged edge, and it'll fall over to our own cut.
That's all they know.
I'm giving you a great big education.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't made any.
Thank you. Do you know